All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Celebrations in baseball, are they good or are they bad? And I bring this up because recently some comments were made from Hall of Fame relief pitcher Goose Gossage, who is not a fan of the celebratory antics of Toronto Blue Jays outfielder Jose Bautista. And I mean, Bautista is not the only guy that goes out there and celebrates a lot on the baseball field. And typically, the guys that have a problem with celebrations in baseball are older men. The game has changed. And baseball, just like any other sport, is entertainment. You cannot hide that. And you see guys with celebrations in basketball, or not much basketball, just showing that emotion. You see it in football with end zone celebrations. Granted, I know the National Football League curtails that to a bit. But in baseball, you know, people, unfortunately, in an older rank, have this holier-than-thou mentality with baseball. They seem shocked when guys are using performance-enhancing drugs, and they seem frustrated when guys want to go out there and celebrate and show emotion. You have a game in which pitchers will show emotion on the mound if there's a big double play turned behind them, if they strike a guy out, if they strike out the side, and it tends to rev the crowd up. So why can it not be the same for hitters? As a hitter, your job is to make a hit, make a big play. And if you're a power hitter, you're paid to put the baseball over the fence, just like it's the pitcher's job to get you out. Now, pitchers out there that have a problem with it and think that guys are showing them up, you know what? You had an opportunity to get him out. If you don't want this guy to celebrate on you, prevent him from hitting the home run. It's the same thing in football, where guys feel like they're getting shown up when a guy does an end zone celebration or he makes a big play, whether it's an interception or a sack, you name it. The bottom line is you have the opportunity to go out there and stop that person from doing that. You didn't do that. And of course, this comes in wake of last year's American League Divisional Series and their critical Game 5 between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers. Now, of course, the Blue Jays did have that fierce late-inning rally, which was capped off with Bautista's home run at home in the Rogers Center in Toronto. And once he hit the home run, he posed, had his bat in his hand, looked at the Rangers dugout, and then slammed the bat to the ground, and then proceeded to run around the bases. And some of the Rangers players did take offense to that. I think they took offense to, number one, Bautista posing, but number two, they also took offense to the fact that, you know what, they were seeing their season evaporate, because that was a series where the Rangers were up 2-0, and they had won the first 2 games on the road in Toronto, and they only needed to win one time at home, and they were unable to pull that off, and their season basically unraveled. And I know Gossage, like a lot of pitchers, if they feel like a guy is showing them up, they'll just pitch inside on them. But the bottom line is, guys don't fight anymore in baseball like they once did. It's a bunch of jawing, this, that, and the third, going back and forth. But nobody is really, really serious about throwing hands. And I mean, Gossage came from a different era. You cannot take that away from him. He was a tremendous reliever during that time, and the game has changed. Pitchers still tend to come inside. Some players get frustrated by it, some don't. But the bottom line is, if you want to go out there and prevent a guy from celebrating, stop him. I think it is good for baseball when guys show emotion, because you always see journalists and analysts, it's time to time, criticizing guys for not playing with passion, not showing emotion. This is a part of a game. I don't think it's a culture thing. I just think it's basically part of the game. And I also think it boils down to the individual guy. And it shouldn't be, well, you know what, you have to do it in the dugout, this, that, and the third. No, if you go out there and you make a big play, I want to see guys showing emotion. That's what the game is about. Like we said, If you don't want these people to do it, stop them. Last year, we saw teams in the postseason celebrating on opponents' fields when they clinched a series. If you don't want that to happen, you had a full series to prevent that. We saw it in the National League Division Series, where the Mets won Game 5 on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Mets celebrated at Dodger Stadium. We saw it in the National League Championship Series. The Mets swept the Chicago Cubs, and they celebrated at Wrigley Field. We also saw it in the World Series, where the Kansas City Royals beat the Mets in 5 games, and they clinched the series at Citi Field in Queens. You had a full series to stop these guys. So baseball needs to get their heads out of their rear ends and get caught up with the times, just like everyone else. So folks, that's going to do it. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming Major League Baseball season in the American League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.